The threat of deportation looms large for many undocumented immigrants, especially with Donald Trump now set to become president. And the deportation process itself isn't always clear from a legal point of view. Today, the Supreme Court considered this question: does an immigrant who is detained and facing deportation have the right to a bond hearing? This doesn't just apply to the undocumented, by the way. Take the case of Arnold Giammarco, who was deported back to Italy a few years ago. His parents brought him to the United States from Italy when he was just 4 years old. He lived here in the U.S. as a legal permanent resident for about 50 years. 50. During that time, he served in the U.S. Army, got married, and had a daughter. But his life wasn't always on the straight and narrow. Giammarco stumbled into addiction, and a few years ago, he was arrested for stealing some power tools from the back of a truck. Then, in 2011, officials with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, showed up at his door.
I was sitting on my front porch, and I seen three vehicles come up, unmarked police vehicles, to the housing complex. And I seen three officers come out, and they started running towards me. And as they got closer, they told me to put down the phone, to get on my belly, and to put my hands behind my back. They put handcuffs on me and they picked me up and they put me into the car and they drove me away. I told them what was going on. I'm planning on going to work another hour. Can you explain what's going on here? They pulled over on the side of the road and they told me I was going to get deported.
So you had been a legal permanent resident of the U.S. for about 50 years. What do you think it was about your past that made the authorities from ICE come and find you?
I had a larceny four back in 2006, and a 1 year suspended sentence they gave me. The crimes that I have committed, I already paid for, and I regret for doing that. And I have a wife and daughter to take care of.
You said larceny. What actually happened?
I did the stupidest thing in my whole life. Me and my wife and a friend of ours were in a parking lot. There was a truck there, a maintenance truck. The doors were open, and I took a couple of power tools, $600 worth of power tools. We got pulled over as soon as we left the parking lot, within 10 minutes, and they charged me with fourth-degree larceny. But that one-year suspended sentence is the one that got me deported.
So you were sent to a detention center once ICE picked you up. You spent 18 months there. What was that like?
A complete nightmare. The hardest part is being away from my wife and daughter. My daughter was 2 years old at the time, and watching my daughter behind a plain glass. I still remember her crying that she wanted me to hold her. She wanted me to play with her like I used to. Mm. You know, she still wanted me to tickle her. You know, her birthday, I missed again. It's tough. You know, she's a smart girl. She's a beautiful girl, but she doesn't have her father there with her.
Arnold, today you're kind of in a limbo as the Supreme Court hears arguments considering whether people like you have a right to a bond hearing. What would you like those justices to know?
If you have not committed a serious crime and you have family, a child needs a mother and father to grow up with, they have to give a bond hearing, you know? A six-month period, give a bond hearing within that time period, they could go out there, they could work, they could still support their family, they could still contribute to the community. But being detained and being in the cell block 24 hours a day, doing absolutely nothing, waiting for a plane ticket, give the person a bond hearing, listen to the story, and then make these decisions from there. I am an American. I fought for my country. I will fight for my country, which I highly respect.
I find it kind of striking that we're speaking to you. You're in Italy, and I think a lot of people think of deportees as people who come to the U.S. from south of the border, get detained, and get sent home, when in fact this happens to people from all over the world who end up here for one reason or another. What do you want Americans to understand about the facts of deportation?
To me, it took my heart from me. You know, it's my wife and daughter. They're the American citizens. And they are the ones that are suffering. I'm here in this little town with 290 people population here. I'm not doing nothing here. There's no jobs for me here. I can't speak the language. A daughter or a son needs to have a mother or father with them. That's what makes America so great, the dreams that everybody has. So give somebody a dream. Give them a bond hearing. Give them their respect.
Arnold Giammarco lived in the U.S. for more than 50 years as a legal permanent resident. He was deported to Italy and now lives in Campo di Fano, which is where he's been speaking with us from. Arnold, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts.
Thank you.